And we're going to Darrington right now, where when the kids in the schools don't finish what's on their tray, that food doesn't get thrown out, doesn't go in the garbage. It goes to the pigs. And we thank Lunch Lady Amy. She is part of this program there at Darrington, where the scraps that are left on those trays end up going to
hoagies and grinders.
To local hoagies piggies. And grinders. Yeah, the farmers bring their, I don't know if they bring their
navy
pigs
beans,
to school.
Navy beans.
Amy will explain this to us here in a second. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so on the menu today, I'm looking at today's school lunch menu. Here's what you're serving. It says chicken fajita with peppers and onions, a tortilla, corn, oranges, and milk. Of everything that we read there, what do you think the pigs are most likely to get, meaning what's going to get pushed aside, most likely to get pushed aside, do you think, that is on that menu?
Well, they get a little bit of everything because, you know, some kids will eat it all. Some kids won't like the chicken. Some kids won't like the veg. So the piggies get a good mix.
But the piggies probably get a lot of vegetables.
Yeah,
right?
I'd be pushing the at that point in my life, I would have been pushing the onions and the peppers to the pigs, and the cauliflower if there was any of that in there.
So
you're probably right. They do get their fair share of broccoli.
So Lunch Lady Amy in Darrington, explain how this works. It sounds like a great idea. How does it go?
Well, thanks. Yeah, we have a tray return line. When the kids are done with their meal, they go to the tray return line and they put any trash in the trash can, but all of the food waste goes into a separate bin. And that bin has a little picture of little piggies on it. And so they know where their food is going. And then at the end of the day, a local farmer will come to the school and pick up the bins and take them home, feed their animals, and return them the next day. We start over.
You know, at our house, we have chickens and we have goats. And when the chickens, they know, it's like a dog. If they hear the paper or the plastic kind of rattle or something, they know
that
there's
right.
some bread or there's some chips or there's some something there. And they will, it's like they come running so fast, they're almost flying and stuff. I hope the kids get to see that because that is funny.
That's right. Yeah, our friends that come and pick up the bins for their piggies have that exact same story. When they pull into their driveway, the piggies come running.
The piggies come.
Now, the Everett Herald says that some of the farmers take pictures of this. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. I can share pictures of the pigs with the kids so that they can put it all together in their minds, and they know these families, and they know how it works.
Is there anything, in all honesty, that the pigs may even turn their nose up to, like, yeah, thanks, but I'll catch you next time?
Absolutely not.
They can eat
everything.
It all.
Eat
well, that's good.
There's nothing. They eat it all. When we first started this last year, I was a little bit hesitant to give them chicken bones, but the owners of the pigs say that is a really good treat for them.
Oh, chicken bones.
All right, what is the favorite on the school lunch menu nowadays? When I was a kid, it was... They would once a week. They would make these things called pizza boats.
Oh yeah,
and that was the most popular thing. What is it for kids today that you prepare?
At our school, the favorite is orange chicken. So that's like an Asian orange chicken with rice. They usually get a green vegetable with that and fresh cut pineapple.
So the pigs are not getting any orange chicken in all likelihood.
Not very much, but they do get some rice, and they, like I said, they get their fair share of broccoli.
Do the pigs ever eat pork? I wonder if there's ever...
Okay, yes. You know, I thought it was a little
weird.
taboo, yeah. But they eat everything.
Oh, that's weird.
I will say, we don't serve a lot of pork at school, but when we do... It goes where everything else goes.
That's the way it's got to work.
Nice.
All right. And you coined the phrase, and in the Herald, they use the word a slopportunity, and you came up with that.
That's right.
That's a good.
I like that.
That's right. Amazing. I used it last year when I had the idea. I used it to get attention on our local reader board. And also to make my husband laugh. And it just has caught on, apparently.
That's very good. All right, Lunch Lady Amy, thank you for joining us this morning in Darrington today.
Good thinking.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah. All right. Check out the Everett Herald for More on that.
It is so funny to see the chickens come running. If you've never seen them come sprinting across the yard, it's a full-on drag race, and the wings are flapping, and they're just running crazy. The kids would love to see that.
What is going through the pig's mind when the pork is in the trough? I'm hungry. I don't care.
Is this Phil?